Hello.
I received a phone call from this number. This is Family First Care. I received a phone call from this number that someone had an issue with their pay. Am I calling the right number?
Yes.
Yes. Can I have your name so we could follow up with that?
Anna Shearer.
I'm sorry, what was
Shearer, Sheerer.
Aaron Shearer. Let's take a look here. Anthony Ransom is your client.
Yes.
And I don't see any issue with the billing. Everything was billed. Let me take a look at your pay because everything was received and billed. Here. Aaron, pay statement. Direct deposited this morning the regular way, sir.
Say it
No.
again.
The account ending in 4107 is still active.
Yes,
Oh,
I just started that one.
I see you updated. No, that's your old one. I see you updated your direct deposit information.
Yes, the lady did it for me last week.
Okay, let's take a look. Because it was direct deposited into the account, I'll double check the information that was sent because. The direct deposit was processed successfully. Let's check the account number. Did you fill out a form?
Yes, and I gave it to a lady, and she confirmed it that she put it through for me.
Okay.
She said it would be in
One adjustment.
next check, next week.
Aaron Shearer. No, it was processed. I'm just looking for the form. Direct deposit information. Let's see. Which lady did you talk to? Tamidi?
Say it again.
Do you know which lady you talked to? I'm trying to find your form.
I think it's Arlita Moody.
Alita?
Yeah.
No problem. Hold on one second. I gotta find that form so I can confirm that the bank account was under your name.
Yes, it's a I got it from like a prepaid card thing, so it's not directly, but I gave her all that information. I filled it out myself.
I'm looking for your name on my forms.
Well, yeah, I put my name on the form, yes, when I filled out the form online.
Aaron Shearer. Because I want to compare it to what we filled out. Found it. Dry bank. All right. Let's compare it to the 1310 31. Oh, I see you have three of them here. Just let me see. 0739721 is where it was sent to.
I'll say it again. That's the routing number.
Yeah, it was sent to the one the password one.
You said 07.
07-397-2181.
Yeah.
That's where it was sent to. You still have access to that account?
Yes, I'm using it now. That's the one I've been calling to ask for. I might actually know.
Okay, good. So 07-397-2181. Can you read me the account number?
Which number?
The account number. The routing number is correct.
Okay, it's 7,000-189-448-1989.
That's not what you filled out, though. That's probably the issue. What you filled out is 7,302-255-7440.
Say it again.
What you filled out was 7,302-255-7440.
That's nothing there, and I copied and pasted it.
I'm just telling you what was filled out. That's what's on the form here that was filled out. And that's where it was
okay.
So now what was going to happen is it's almost impossible to pick a bank account number and have it go to someone else because the numbers are very, very different. High probability that account number is not active and it will bounce back from the bank next week. I can send you a copy of the form that's filled out. That's how it's filled out. It's 07-397-2181 is correct, and then the account number that was filled out is 7,302-255-7440. And the money was sent where it was where we were told to send it. So we just have to wait for it to bounce back. Maybe could you send us either a check copy or a cost or the account number direct deposit like in a screenshot, and we'll just take it straight off of that.
I can screenshot and send it to a number, but
yeah, that'll work fine. If you can text it to my number, and I can get this fixed for next week. But the problem is that. We need to wait for the money to bounce back now. The money was sent where we were told to send it.
So you can't cancel it?
There's no way. Direct deposits, the money is comes out of the account and gets sent to the bank. The bank deposits into the account. The money is no longer in our account. There's no way to cancel it. We have to wait for a bounce back. If there's no bounce back, we can request a cancellation. But the day of the direct deposit, I can't yet. I can try to cancel on Monday. But the process takes a few days. As soon as we receive notice, the bounce backs usually happen Monday or Tuesday. It's usually like 95% of the time we get them back Monday or Tuesday. As soon as that happens, I could readdress. I just have to wait for the money to come back. Canceling, it would take longer than just waiting for the bounce back.
This is crazy.
Because we weren't given the right account information. Again, I have 7,000-302-255-7440.
So there's no way I can get paid. Where I can just you can just put in the information in that and send it directly from there.
I'm sorry?
I said, so there's no way I can get paid today where you can put in the right information and try to cancel that and get the information paid from there.
The problem is that the money was already sent. We're not going to send two paychecks and wait for one to come back. We have no way of knowing what's going to happen. You understand? I can't pay twice and hopefully get one of them back. I have to wait for the money to come back first, or at least get notice from the bank that it's coming back. Do you still have the link she sent you to fill out?
Yeah, I still have the link.
Okay, so if you can fill that out again, but also at the bottom there's a document tab if you can attach a screenshot of direct deposit so that we can verify it. because just to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Because I, you know, we want you to get paid. We're not interested in our money going to random places either. It's, of course, we're not trying to play around. It's just we got the wrong account the account information. There's not much I can do right now. But we get you paid ASAP. I just need to wait. All right.
I'm just saying they usually never take that long before for the cancel and come right back.
I've never seen it earlier than Monday, and it generally is Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning. I've never had it same day bounce back. When you get a direct deposit, it goes first to the Federal Reserve. They withhold the taxes. It gets sent to your bank, and the bank deposits into your account. That process is reversed on a bounce back. It doesn't happen instantly.
But if an account don't work and it don't go in, where would the money be sent? It would be sent right back, right?
The bank would send it back, but it takes them a few days.
Because it can't work because it got a different routing number and a different account number.
If there's no route, correct. So if the routing number is not active, the direct deposit won't go through at all. But if the routing number is active, it goes to that bank, and then the bank looks for the account. If they can't find it, they send it back. That part, the bank sending it back, because the routing is correct. The part where the bank sends it back, that part, unfortunately, takes a few days.
Now, nobody didn't make no mistake, because I just copy and paste it again the same exact way, bro.
No, I understand what you're saying, sir, but I could only work with the information that we were given. I have the form in front of me. I'm just reading it off for you. Nobody changed anything. No one's stealing anything, you know. It is what it is. As soon as you get the bounce back, I'll call you immediately, okay?
Yeah.
No problem. Have a good weekend, sir.
Yeah.